Stark and Summit counties will be under a flood watch starting at 11 this morning. Carroll County is already under a flood watch. All three will remain under the watch through 8 a.m. tomorrow. The National Weather Service says another 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible today and tonight, with locally higher amounts and flash flooding possible. Jackson Township Police are asking for help finding a missing 17-year-old girl. Juliet Walters is about 5'6", 120 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen around 11:30 Monday night on Bundoran Street Northwest. Anyone with information should call Jackson Township Police at 330-832-1553. Two Canton police officers have avoided trial on felony charges in the April 2024 death of Frank Tyson by pleading guilty to lesser misdemeanors. Bo Schoenege pleaded guilty Monday in Stark County Common Police Court to dereliction of duty, while Kemden Birch pleaded guilty to failure to report a crime. Both were originally indicted for reckless homicide. The pleas came as jury selection was beginning. Tyson died after Canton police restrained him face down after a disturbance at the Amvets post on Sherrick Road Southeast. Both officers must resign from the department. Sentencing is set for a later date. A Canton woman accused of killing a man is now facing a voluntary manslaughter charge instead of murder. 38-year-old Leanne Haynes was indicted by a Stark County grand jury in the death of 43-year-old Ronnie Brown. Brown was shot June 14th in the rear parking lot of the Hillview Apartments on 6th Street Northeast. The indictment includes a firearm specification. Haynes remains in the county jail on a $1.5 million bond. The case against a Jackson Township man accused in his mother's death has been bound over to a Stark County grand jury. 64-year-old Paul Yeager waived his preliminary hearing Friday in Massillon Municipal Court. He is charged with reckless homicide and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person in the death of 91-year-old Paula Blankenship. Investigators say Blankenship died of hypothermia and environmental exposure at their Lawnview Street Northwest home in January. A Canton man who damaged historic stained glass windows at a church will spend 3 years on probation. 30-year-old Michael Horinda pleaded guilty Wednesday in Stark County Common Police Court to desecration for the June 5th vandalism at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Canton. Horinda must also pay $14,000 in restitution and undergo substance abuse treatment. Prosecutors say he threw landscaping lights through 5 windows, including 3 120-year-old windows depicting biblical scenes. The windows were valued at about $4.8 million. Julie Jackmedes is the new president of Alliance City Council after being selected Monday by the Stark County Republican Central Committee. Jackmedes and the only other applicant, attorney Sean Robertson, each made 5-minute presentations. The 15 precinct representatives then voted on the appointment. Jackmedes was sworn in by Alliance Municipal Court Judge Andy Zumbar. She previously served 4 terms as an at-large council member before stepping down in 2018 and is now an attorney. She replaces Art Garnes, who resigned for health reasons. Jackmedes will serve an unexpired term, which runs through December 2027. Canton City Schools are warning of a $25 million deficit by 2030. Despite previous cuts to balance the budget, the Board of Education Monday approved a 4-year financial forecast showing an $11.5 million deficit by 2029. Treasurer Jeff Gruber says state funding has dropped, costing the district nearly $10 million a year in operating money. The district has already cut more than 100 positions and closed schools. Gruber says another state-mandated corrective action plan is possible, and taxpayers may eventually be asked for more funding. A Streetsboro man is headed to prison for an attack that nearly killed his wife. 58-year-old Richard McNeil was sentenced Monday in Portage County Common Police Court to 10 to 15 years behind bars for attempted murder, plus 3 years for a repeat violent offender specification. He pleaded guilty in June. Prosecutors say McNeil attacked his wife with a hammer and meat tenderizer on Easter morning last year, then threw her down basement stairs. She suffered multiple fractures, lacerations, and bleeding on the brain. An East Liverpool man will spend 18 years to life in prison for the murder of a man involved in a romantic dispute. 33-year-old Daniel Whitley was sentenced Monday in Columbiana County Common Police Court for the May 2025 shooting death of James Powell in East Liverpool. Whitley pleaded guilty in June to murder with a 3-year firearm specification. Prosecutors say the shooting stemmed from jealousy over a woman both men were involved with. Whitley fled but was later found hiding under a nearby home. A deadly crash is under investigation this morning in Mahoning County. The Highway Patrol tells WFMJ-TV one person was killed when a pickup left North Palmyra Road and hit a tree in Ellsworth Township. The crash happened just before 12:30 this morning east of South Bailey Road. The driver was trapped inside the truck and later pronounced dead. The patrol expects to release the driver's name later today. A Youngstown man could face prison time after pleading guilty to 3 felonies stemming from a November 5th incident. 25-year-old James Blackwell pleaded guilty Monday in Mahoning County Common Police Court to aggravated robbery and 2 counts of kidnapping. Youngstown police say he forced a woman from her car near Rush Boulevard and East Avondale Avenue, choked her until she passed out, and threatened to kill her child during a dispute over money. Sentencing is September 24th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.